Do you know there's a term called spiritual luxury? Do you know it is possible to attain your goals faster if you're open to receiving unconditional love, or in other words, spiritual luxury? Imagine that you're not attached to the outcome of your dreams. You're open to receiving love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Do you think it would make a difference if you knew that everything will work out according to your highest good? Do you think knowing this could influence your personal lives or business? Do you think feeling loved by the universe can impact your life in any way? Do you think it takes courage to seek unconditional love? And all this falls under spiritual luxury. Do you know? It could be the single most effective way to manifest dreams and goals. Do you think this can affect your life today or tomorrow? You see, feeling loved by the universe can impact your life in any way. It is possible to receive love, joy, peace, and prosperity as easily as thinking about them. Hi, this is Neeti Keswani, author of best-selling book Live Your Dreams, Founder Plushing, and your host for Luxury Unplugged. Luxury Unplugged is your one-stop destination if you're exploring luxury's connection with spirituality. Luxury Unplugged podcast is interested in bringing to you the finer things in life, including aspects that may be more profound and special. So spiritual luxury is the new luxury. Now, according to a survey, quality of life is gaining priority over wealth. And leisure time is becoming the most valued luxury good. Then comes wellness, fitness, travel, and health. All these are luxury related, and yet they are spiritual. Have you ever felt that feeling of joy is still missing? Have you wondered why? Sometimes we feel that when we will achieve this, this and this, I would be more joyful. But sometimes, even after that milestone, joy, happiness, excitement and zest for life evades us. Even after that milestone being achieved. Do you know why? Because you are not internally happy. You are chasing that dream, that milestone, that idea. But you are not doing it for yourself. You are doing that only because it meant something to them. Internally, you did not vibe with it. And hence, even if you achieve it, it is meaningless for you. And so you're not happy. So now you might wonder, what should you do? Should you just let it all go? Should you just sit on a hilltop and meditate? You wonder. Well, you have been responsible all along. Because people who meditate, people who are thinking about their life goals, their passions, they may be free in life. But I have to work. I have work to do. Places to go, bills to pay. And I'm the one who puts the food on the table. So how can I leave, just dig myself up in sand and meditate? It may be good for people who have easier lifestyle, who are already up there perhaps, rich perhaps, living a good life already. But how can I? Once I'm at that milestone, I will too try to focus on my passions, my dreams, my aspirations. But for now, it can be saved for later, because it is the hustle, sweetheart. But what if I told you it cannot be saved for later? And your time is ticking. you do realize you're not eternal. You do realize you are here on earth for limited time only, which could span to 20, 30, 50 years, or maybe 100 years, or maybe more if you're lucky. But it is still time bound. Do you know how much time you have? Does anyone know with surety how much time do they have on earth? Can anyone tell? The pandemic hit and so many lives were lost. And those people who went away took in their hearts some dreams, some passions, buried deep within their heart, unfulfilled. And so now, this is an opportunity. Seek this moment, seek this time capsule that we have been given and make it the best. You see, what God gave you is God's gift to you, but what you made your life to be is your gift to God. So ask yourself, what gift are you giving Him? To yourself. Do you think you will be satisfied as you breathe your last breath? And if not, then understand your role in life. Not only towards others, but towards yourself. Your inner self. Your own very personal, very intimate dreams, passions, and your inner spiritual self. As you're getting the sense, Luxury Unplugged is about spiritual yet luxurious lifestyle. It is about a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves. It typically involves a search for a meaningful life. Some may find that their spiritual life is intricately linked to their association with a church or temple or a mosque. Others may pray or find comfort in a personal relationship with God or a higher power. Still others are seeking meaning through their connections to nature or art. Like your sense of purpose, your personal definition of spirituality may change throughout your life. So adapt to your new experiences and relationships. So what is spirituality? Spirituality is a broad concept with room for many perspectives. It generally includes a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves, and it typically involves a search for meaning in life. It is a universal human experience, something that touches us all. It is sacred. It is a deep sense of aliveness and interconnectedness. So what does spirituality mean to you? Comment, write to us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. To my mind, spirituality is about seeking a meaningful connection with something bigger than yourself, which can result in positive emotions such as peace, awe, contentment, gratitude, and acceptance. And so spirituality is linked to luxury, because when we are seeking luxury, we are seeking heights of comfort, attainment, and power in some form. And spirituality garners that in terms of cultivating a positive frame of mind. Unless you have a positive frame of mind, you cannot achieve all that luxury. And once you achieve it, you cannot keep on coming it, feeling that peace within. Unless you have spiritual health, you cannot keep feeling that peace, that luxury. So spiritual health is about a positive state of mind, which broadens your outlook. To recognize and to connect to something or something larger than yourself. According to Thomas Merton, you do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly where it is all going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and challenges offered by the present moment, and to embrace them with courage, faith, and hope. There are many reflective practices today, like Nichiren Buddhism, that talks about mindfulness. And mindfulness could be a tool to discover spirituality, how it could manifest in your life, whatever you want. And mindfulness can teach you to be aware of what is happening in your body and mind and in the present moment, and make you open to it with curiosity and kindness. You could explore beliefs, perspectives, and experiences in a new way that might lead to new insights. So in some of the podcast episodes, we will reflect on what mindfulness means. What is meditation really? What is spiritual luxury in depth? And how can you use it all as a practice to achieve your goals? Hoping you got the gist of what Luxury Unplugged podcast stands for. Signing off, this is Neeti Keswani, your host for Luxury Unplugged, where luxury meets spirituality.